Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So I was looking at this new deal that Sonic has, the pickle slush. Mm-hmm. You guys seen it?
I have.
So there was a little phase there where my wife was going to the fridge and drinking pickle juice. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't pregnant.
Yeah.
Like for a second I thought, oh my gosh, she's having like one of those crazy cravings and she's going to be pregnant or something like that. And she wasn't. She just really, I don't know if she wanted the salt or the flavor of the pickle juice or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so I guess now the Sonic drive-ins have the pickle slushes. And I was wondering if you guys have had it.
I haven't, but I want to try it.
I do too. You think the one down the road has it? I mean, we're like 2 minutes away from a Sonic.
I mean, I guess they would. Well, like, are they out? Is it nationwide? Because I saw, I don't know if it's local or just nationwide.
Well, I know that sometimes they always say like, you know, locations vary or something like that, you know. So
participating locations.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever had a pickle pop?
Yes.
Because like at, I think it was maybe our old flea markets or something like that. We would have those, and they're really good.
Yeah, at the Jonesboro City Pool, when the kids go swimming, they have them where you can buy them.
You pay for them?
Mm-hmm. Pickle pops.
How much are they?
I think the ones they have are like 25 cents. They're like little ice, like ice tray with, you know.
Huh. I bet Kai would love that. Mm-hmm. You think they have it down the street?
Would
you
go buy them? Well, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Well, no. I'd prefer to call first just to make sure I'm not wasting my time going down there. And then
can I have a pickle slush?
Yeah.
David, do you realize that, like, literally I could probably throw a baseball? Okay, maybe not quite.
Well, I could, but maybe not Brandon.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just go down there real fast and get it.
Yeah, but I think I'd rather call first. Can we call them? I've got the number here. I already looked it up.
You're going to call?
Yeah, I'm going to call Sonic right now.
I wonder if they have them.
Surely.
Would you have one for breakfast?
Ooh.
Like right now, if he goes to get them.
I'll try.
Huh. Hello?
Sonic Drive-In.
Hey, is this the Sonic on Parker?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is David the Barrel Boy. How are you?
This is who?
David the Barrel Boy.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Do y'all have the pickle slushes?
Yes.
Okay, so y'all officially have those now? I was wondering. I saw the promotion going on, but I wasn't sure if y'all had it.
Okay, anything else?
No, I don't think so. Y'all, you have a nice day.
You too.
What is happening here?
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
David's out of the room. Kelly, are you ready to pucker up?
I am.
No, not like that.
For a pickle slush.
We're sending David down the road. He's going to go get those for us, and we're going to sample them. I'm in the mood for something kind of salty.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. This is David the Barrel Boy. Who?
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So David the Barrel Boy has gone out to try to find a pickle slush. We're kind of thinking they sound kind of good.
They do.
Yeah, I think they sound great. In fact, I just pulled up to the deal here at Sonic.
Your truck is still in the parking lot, though.
Yeah, well, I took the K-Fine truck. I thought, why not take it out on a spin?
You took the K-Fine truck?
Well, you took the work
truck? Well, yeah, I wanted to take the K-Fine truck.
To go get a breakfast slush?
Yeah, well, a pickle slush.
Yeah, but it's breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just hopped in the work vehicle to go get your own personal food?
Well, don't put it like that. I mean, I'm getting one for all of us.
So okay.
K-5 morning show. Hey, we're all here.
All right. So they actually have these things down there?
Yeah. I'm actually, there's a lady out front. Yeah. She's trying to talk to me. Hello?
Did you
want to
try our pickle slush today?
Yeah, sure. I'll try the pickle slush.
What is he doing?
I just got road service over here. Thank you so much.
Are you?
Yeah. They saw the K-Fine truck and they ran out and they're getting me a pickle slush.
Are you being serious?
100%. They must have known who I am.
Oh,
well, the guy on the phone had no idea.
Well, I guess he told the crew that David the Barrel Boy's on his way, and here I am.
Are you being serious?
Wow.
Yeah. This lady just came out, and we got the order.
Did you get me one, too?
David, I don't know how many I'm going to get.
We're not going to do the
There's three straw thing. I'm not drinking after you.
No.
No, listen. It's okay. I don't have cooties or anything like that.
No, we're not going to do
pickle
that.
Flushes.
This isn't one of those.
Pickle flushes, and we can work through it. In fact, here it comes right now.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's fast.
Yep. Fast work. Thank you so much.
We also have the Blue Hawaiian. We also have the Bahama Mama.
Blue Hawaiian. Awesome. Actually, can I get two more pickle slushies?
Oh, yes!
Dude, I'm setting y'all up this morning. Y'all owe me big time. Not even kidding.
This is awesome. Mm-hmm. Who is our great Who's our great server right there?
She just walked back in. I'll grab her name in just a second, but I'm about to try this. Can I try it now, or do you need me to wait?
No, you can try it now. Let us know.
Okay, I'm going to try it right now.
Take a huge drink.
Yeah, gulp it. I'll actually let you gulp on the radio.
You know what?
What?
I'm not the biggest pickle juice fan, but this is good.
Is it?
Yep, this is really good.
Does it have a salty flavor, too?
You know what? It just has enough of a salty flavor. The pickle really stands out. Dude, this is solid.
I'm really shocked that you're not a fan of the pickle.
Yeah.
Well, tell our waitress that we appreciate her.
Yes.
And if they're not making you pay, you need to give her a big tip.
Okay. Thank you so much.
David, you have to pay in some form.
She just walked. Hey, can you come back for just a second?
Hey.
What's your name?
My name is Teresa.
Thank you so much for setting these all up for us.
You're so welcome.
Teresa's been awesome.
Give Teresa a tip, David. You're supposed to tip at Sonic.
What?
You're supposed to tip at Sonic. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Dude.
She gave you curbside service.
Yeah, but what am I supposed to do? She walked back inside. What am I supposed to do?
Go back in.
I can't walk in. This isn't a place you walk into.
Well, then hurry up and bring me my pickle slush.
Okay, I'm on my way back.
All right, we're about to try them.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David has arrived. I was kind of intrigued this morning by the idea of the pickle slush.
It's good.
So down the road at Sonic, they have these, and I guess it's a big deal across the country. And mm-hmm. David went down there, and they just gave him these for us.
Yeah, they hooked us up. They were awesome down there, thanks to Teresa and the crew.
Teresa said she listens to the show every morning, so appreciate that.
She was awesome. But this is really good.
It really is.
Actually, I really do like it.
It's got that sweet kind of salty pickle flavor.
It's making him pucker.
It has a pickle flavor.
Pickle.
Yeah. Okay. Peter Piper.
Oh, gosh.
Piper.
No, don't go slow. Go fast.
I can't, and I'm not going to because you know me, and I will say a bad word.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I want David to
try. It's not a bad word.
No, you do it. I don't even know what it says.
Peter Piper picked a pair of pickled peppers.
No, he didn't pick a pair of peppers.
Well, it started with a P. It works.
You can't just insert any P word. It doesn't really work like that, Kelly. But nice try.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip
on Ariana Grande. I know, he hates it. I did that on purpose. It's Ariana.
I like saying it because David hates it.
He hates it. So anyway, she broke up with Mac Miller back in May. Well, a few weeks after that, there was reports out that she and Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live were dating. Well, now there's reports out that they are engaged.
I can't believe it.
David's very upset.
That does bother him a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
They've been dating for like a week and now they're engaged?
When you know, David.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
You feel bad now?
Oh, my gosh.
Just move on.
I mean,
anyway, they're engaged. Congratulations to the happy couple.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber. It seems he was spotted out again with his ex-girlfriend, Hailey Baldwin. So the story is they were in Miami and they haven't dated in a couple of years, but they were with some friends. They were hanging out on the beach. They ended up holding hands, getting all cozy. So it looks like Bieber is back with Haley Baldwin.
Well, guys, I think The Rock has proven once again that he is the ultimate guy, the ultimate man, the ultimate husband, the ultimate father, simply by one picture on Instagram.
Dang, dude, you seem impressed.
I am impressed because it's him on his knees feeding his wife as she is breastfeeding their baby, Tia.
So sweet.
It's just cool. Like, what the heck? How can I win nowadays, you know?
That's right. Pickle slushes.
Pickle slushes.
Yeah, you did win with that.
I can deliver with those.
So. Why don't we reenact this photo?
Okay.
You're an idiot.
Which role do you want?
I would like to play The Rock.
Well, Brandon's bald, so he'll have to be The Rock. I have to be the baby.
You have to be the baby.
Okay, I'll be the baby.
I'm out.
What if I want to be the baby?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we mentioned early this morning, we have a group text. It's a morning show text, and we share thoughts, ideas, observations, photos, social
jokes,
things, whatever. We share a lot of different stuff, right? Because to do a show and to like have a successful show, you truly have to be friends.
Right.
I know shows that aren't really friends, and you know what? They don't really work that well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, but sometimes I think maybe we send things to each other that might be
too personal.
Too personal sometimes, crossing the line. At one point, I thought it was an accidental text.
Listen, I have no secrets with you guys.
No, and that's the problem.
What do you mean?
It does look like a rash.
What? Wait a minute.
And it may be infected.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's a little too personal. Okay.
So Kelly tells us in this text, you're never going to believe where I am. And we're like, where are you?
And the reason I sent you a text is because we've talked about this before. You will never go into a dressing room with your wife.
Nope. Not
because
gonna do
you
it.
Think it looks like things are happening.
It looks like there's hanky-panky going on.
If you're 16 or 18, yes.
Nope,
but
if you're 40 years old,
no one thinks you're doing that in a dressing room.
If you're young enough to be able, I think it looks like you are.
That's a good point.
And David says the same thing. You wouldn't go into a dressing room.
I have before, and it's awkward. And
because,
you're
like, is everybody looking? What do they think we're doing?
Doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Like, I can see it with your child. Like, you have to dress your child. But I think if you know... And if I'm a person, let's say I'm the person next to them.
Yeah.
Because Kelly and Joey went into a dressing room together.
We did.
And I don't know what they did in there.
But I could just trying on a suit, and I was letting him know.
He couldn't walk out.
Yeah.
He couldn't open a door.
You had to watch him get
dressed.
I wanted
to sit down on that little chair thing.
There's other chairs, though.
Outside of the dressing room.
There wasn't right there.
You could stand.
Sit in the floor.
Uh-uh.
Go to the lobby.
I wanted to be in the dressing room.
So she wanted to be in the dressing room to watch him change. So number one, let's go back. There's so many different layers of this onion to peel back. Number one, I hate dressing rooms because like the lighting. And the close quarters, it doesn't really, nobody looks great like that.
But it was a big dressing room too. It wasn't like a really
so that's
small
better.
One.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you had plenty of room in there?
Yeah, plenty of room to change, do stretches, calisthenics.
So if I am a random person next to you trying to look for a shirt or a suit, and I know there's a married couple in the room behind me, I am freaking out.
But you could hear us. You could hear looks good. Oh, well, that might be too tight. Are the sleeves long enough? That kind of stuff, trying on a suit. So
of course.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm. No, there's something weird about it. David, is it weird?
It's extremely
y'all are weird,
weird
that you think it's weird.
I think it's weird.
What are you doing? Who are you calling?
I'm just going to see if anybody answers.
Oh, great.
It's going to be random dials around the office. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except I never can figure out how to use the phones here.
It's because you can't see.
That's it.
Let's see what we got.
Let's see if he's going to answer.
Hello?
Hey, yo, GM.
What's up?
We got a question for you.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
This is Scott Seiler, our general manager. If you were to be in a dressing room, like trying to change or something like that, would you allow your wife to go in the dressing room with you?
Sure.
Really?
Boom.
Would it make you uncomfortable if you were in a dressing room and another married couple got in a dressing room next to yours?
Probably not.
You don't think
because
the worst
Scott
of people.
Scott and I are normal.
What? I'm abnormal?
Thank you, Kelly.
Yes.
Why am I abnormal?
Because everything makes you anxious. So it doesn't matter. It just doesn't. It doesn't matter. You're going to be anxious about it.
To me, it's a hanky-panky setup.
We're 40 years old. We're not going into the mall to do hanky-panky in a dressing room.
Some people do.
Not all of
yes.
Us.
Scott, have you ever...
Next question.
Show has been canceled. See you, man.
Thanks.